This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Sir Sidney McSprocket's Inspiring Engineering, supported by the Royal Academy of Engineering.
Oh, hello there. Will you excuse the mess? I'm just clearing up after my latest invention went a bit wrong. It's an interactive television where you can actually pick up the things you see on screen. I was watching a nature programme and reached in to stroke an adorable kitten. Oh, just then, a chimp appeared on the screen. It jumped out of the TV and trashed my front room. Dear, oh dear, I only managed to shoo it back into the TV when an advert for bananas came on. Anywho, lately I've been out on the road meeting some brilliant young engineers. I recently went to visit a company called Kinetic, who are involved in all sorts of engineering for aerospace, defence and security. Let's meet one of them.
My name's Sean and I'm a mechanical engineer for a company called Kinetic. And I help build ships for the Royal Navy.
And is there anyone who inspired you to become an engineer?
A man called James Dyson, who invented the Dyson Hoovers that you'll all love and know and use around your home. And he sort of inspired me quite a lot because he took something that was so simple, a Hoover, and he reinvented it, and it was a step change from what everyone else used before to what everyone uses now.
Dyson, eh? Oh, I don't know much about him. I think we need to clean that problem up. This calls for my latest invention, the Universal Inspiromatic. Inspiro for short. Ask it anything you like, and in the blink of an eye, it will give you all the inspiring information you need.
Initializing search. D-Y-S-O-N. James Dyson. Loading report.
James Dyson is one of the UK's leading engineers and inventors. He reinvented the world of vacuum cleaners and turned his invention into an international business, which earned him a personal fortune of £3 billion.
Wow, that's a lot of money for something that sucks up dust. But what about the engineering behind his money-spinning invention? How did that work?
Back in the 1970s, Dyson became frustrated that as the bag in his vacuum cleaner got full, it would work less efficiently. His solution was to create mini cyclones inside a bagless cleaner, thus solving the problem.
Oh, aye. Cyclones occur in nature. They are columns of spinning air and can be very powerful and destructive. I've seen them on the television in places like America.
That's right. Dyson used the physics of cyclones to create those same air movements in his cleaners, albeit on a much smaller scale, and that created strong suction.
Dyson sounds like a brilliant engineer. He saw something that wasn't working as well as it could, an engineer. A brand new approach which solved the problem. Well, now that's all cleaned up. We best hit the road to meet some more inspiring engineers. Ta-ta!
Inspiring Engineering, with support from the Royal Academy of Engineering. Find out more about engineering, plus see some cool video demonstrations from young engineers at funkidslive.com/engineering.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.